revival unto the house of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so today we're going to be going to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, starting with the 12th verse. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, starting with the first verse, the 12th verse. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, starting with the 12th verse. Is that Miss Ivory? We recognize Drayshawn's grandmother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it reads, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no more rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will hear their land." May the Lord bless the readers and hearers and doers of his most holy word. Father, we come now as an empty pitcher before a full fountain.
Yeah.
God, we ask you to let this word saturate in this house and do what it needs to do. But for God, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And for that, God, we just want to tell you thank you. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Just for a little while, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. And just for a little while, we're going to talk about return.
Return.
Return. And this morning I just want to talk about return.
Come on now.
When we look at the word return, it's defined as come or go back to a place or a person as to a former position. Mm-hmm. And after carefully looking at that definition of that word return, I thought about three words that was in that definition.
Okay.
See, I'm almost ready to go.
Come on. Okay.
I thought about three words in this, that stuck in my mind concerning that word return.
Come on.
And one was person,
all right,
which is us,
right,
and place, and not in a place as a building of
right,
a place,
right,
but a place in you,
right,
and
right,
in me.
Come on, man.
And then I saw another word in there that stood out to me was position.
Come on, man.
And not a position at somebody's job, but a position in the house of God.
Come on, wow.
I want to talk about right now person, place, and position.
Wow.
And just for a little while, I just want to elaborate on these words with this message called return this morning. The first word was person. This is a self-inventory message this morning, not about nobody but ourselves.
Right.
When we look at this word person, we have lost our true identity.
Ooh, that's good.
And what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about the identity that comes from Genesis at the beginning.
Come on.
The word says in Genesis 1, 26 to 27, he said, and God said, let us make man in our image. Not your image, but in his image. And after likewise, he says, so God created man in his didn't know that, repeat it after me. We are.
We are.
Supposed to be.
Supposed
reflections
to be.
Of God's glory.
God's glory.
His character. We ought to express love.
Yes.
We ought to express patience.
Yes.
And we ought to express forgiveness, kindness, and faithfulness.
Yeah.
But why in the world?
Yes,
y'all better help me this morning.
Yeah,
why in the world do we act the opposite of what God has created us to be?
Right.
I'm just talking about return.
Yeah.
And we have lost our true identity.
Mm-hmm.
And what I believe to this morning that God wanted the church to heal is that through this pandemic,
yes.
It ain't about nobody but you, yourself, and I.
Right.
He's given us time to look at our own self.
Yes, right.
Systematically examine ourselves.
Right.
And anything that should be,
right.
We ought to take it out.
Yes.
We ought to take it out.
Yes.
God had to sit us down
to
examine ourselves.
That's right. Yes.
And then we go to the doctor. You know, they starts from the head to your toe.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's exactly what a systematic examination is this morning. And if you by any chance don't know how to do it, just go to him in prayer. Say, God, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't got to be dressed up and any, you can go any kind of way to God.
Yeah. Come on down.
And just say, here I am.
Yeah.
As I am.
Yeah.
We have got so independent on our own selves
right.
that we have let God go
yeah.
out of most of what we do.
Uh-huh.
Everything is about everybody else.
Yeah.
But God.
But God.
But I come this morning to tell you to return.
Return.
You gotta let if you gotta let people go, yeah.
let them go.
Because sometimes the people that's sitting up under you ain't in your best interest.
Amen.
They for you 1 minute, but the next minute you don't know where they at. Y'all better come on and welcome me this morning because God is looking for us to return. And he didn't tell me to come in here sugarcoating nothing.
Amen.
He said, tell it like it is.
That's right.
We walking around here always mad about something. Always did. Don't you know that the reason why he sent us down? Because it was for our own good.
Yeah.
Still looking beyond our faults as the plan I need. In a pandemic.
Come on,
man. Even in a pandemic.
Even in a pandemic.
We are going, we are just like we've been teaching on the churches in Revelation. And here I see that we are a people, a church by the people of Christ. And we walk around here like the church of Ephesus. And one of the things that they knew that they was doing everything right.
Uh-huh.
But they was doing it for just the motion.
Yeah.
They were doing that because we creature habit people anyway.
Right.
Monkey
right.
see, monkey do.
Come on, man.
Y'all yeah. better go with me.
Come
it's
on.
Okay.
It's
okay. It's okay. Because what we do is we allow others to dictate how we do
yeah.
stuff and what we do.
My God.
God, when you get there, he going to say, well done.
Yeah.
Either depart from me.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. And it ain't going to be your mama. It ain't going to be your daddy. It's going to be you
yeah.
going
yeah.
before God.
Yeah.
Come on now.
It's going to be you. And so we better get our little houses in order. You can't go for me. And I can't go for you. All I can do is just tell you, thus said the Lord. And the Ephesus church, he and see, what we fail to realize is that I might not see you, but God does.
Yeah, right. Right.
Come on,
he's
yeah.
all seeing, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
And an all wise God.
Yeah.
Sees everything.
Yeah.
They thinking because they going through the motion, going to Bible study, going to this, but they going at them because this is just something to do.
Right.
But their heart
yeah.
wasn't in it.
Right.
They had lost their first love.
Yeah.
Right.
Just doing stuff yeah. by the motion. I tell people here, if you don't want to do it, just don't do it.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You can see the feeling and the love behind
yes.
anything that
yes.
you do.
Yes.
That's
right.
That's
right.
Come on,
That's
Pastor.
It. Yes, uh-huh.
That's it.
And this church, motto is where we restore. an emotion. Whatever you do for Christ, you ought to let it be real. You ought to let it be real. And then I said their heart wasn't in it, which led me to the second word was place. We must return to our place. To the place where we once was, which was in the presence of God. And humble ourselves to his will and to his way. Quit going around trying to do everything everybody wants you to do. Sometimes you just gotta be still and get in God. And sometimes when you just get in God, you'll go crazy.
Come on now.
Sometimes you just gotta be still and listen to God. Some reason why we can't hear him, we listening, but we can't hear him because we too busy. Busy over here, busy over there. Be still. Be still so you can hear what the Spirit has to say. Because God is speaking in this season. And really it ain't this season, it's this moment. And he's speaking to each and every one of us.
Come on.
And what's for you is for you. And what's for me is for me. He got something for all of us.
That's right.
So if we're not in place, then we're going to miss something. And then you want to be mad at everybody else because you see them rising high. Because every round gets higher.
Come on now. My God.
Every round in God gets higher and higher. You can't hate or get mad because God is taking this person up there. All you got to do is get on board too. Because the train just keeps on coming. You just got to get on board too. And then the third word was position. We must resume like a soldier.
Come on now.
In the army of the Lord.
Yeah.
We must resume our position in God.
That's it.
We must resume our position back to God. We must resume our position. How do we resume? We turn around and get things right with God. And then before you can turn around, you ought to be saying, God, I'm godly sorry. Repent. See, ain't nobody talking about repent. Because you know why? Repentance means, God, I'm godly sorry and I'll never do it again. Don't nobody want to give up nothing. That's why you keep on getting the same thing over and over again, because you keep doing the same thing.
Amen.
Come on now.
So sick and tired of us playing church. Yes, I am.
Talk about it.
You can see it. You can see it. You can see it. But also, you can have it if you want it. You can have it if you want it. It's time for asking. And it's yours.
Come on.
You can have it. You sit now and you can be you administrator, and you just sitting there going by the motion, because the clips is already put together.
Right.
You're just going to a place, ain't feeling how the rare is good, what he preach about. You can't even tell what they preach about, because you're just going through the motion.
Right.
Get somewhere where God can use you.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible says the harvest is plentiful, but the labor's a few. You ought to be somewhere doing something.
That's right.
Help us, Lord.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
But here in 2 Chronicles, I'm just talking about return. That's all I'm talking about. Here in 2 Chronicles, the writer writes this message. To bring the people of Israel back to God by reminding them of their past, and only by following God's word would they prosper.
Yes, uh-huh.
He wasn't trying to throw nothing up in their face, but he had to remind them.
Yes,
I brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light. When you wasn't fit to live and you wasn't ready to die, I brought you out. Not them, it was me that brought you out. That's all the writer was doing here, was reminding Israel that it was God that brought them out. And I know somebody in here this morning can testify just how good God's been to them. I know somebody in here this morning can testify just how good God's been to you.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. God has brought us a mighty, mighty long way. And like I said, when we look back over our life and just see how far God has brought us, He's been better to us than we've even been to our own self. Talking about return. And I could stay right there when we couldn't see our way through. Didn't have no money. Lights might have been off. Didn't have no gas. No clothes to put on. Y'all better walk with me. But because of God's grace. Because of God's grace, we standing here today to just tell God, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I know He's brought us out.
Yes.
I know He's brought us out. Living in a project, living on the street, ain't got no money, no food to eat, but wanted to unite the world and the nations all around about true worship. True worship of God. It's time out to quit being so religious.
All right.
Come on, that's a word right there.
I'm going to go somewhere. Doesn't that matter to me? Don't wear no makeup. Don't wear no earrings. You shouldn't wear paint. You shouldn't. Stop focusing
on
all that stuff and get in the 66 books of the Bible and focus on this. Then deliverance will come.
It will come.
Got time for over all of that other stuff. God is waiting to hear a word from his people.
You're right.
And then he can give us a reveling word.
Yeah. Come on, that's good.
That's a sign that he's looking for. There's a sound that he's looking for.
That's it.
Will your trumpet sound the alarm?
My God.
We get caught up into too much. God is concerned that we come and worship with one another, love on one another, do the works of him that sent us, and we so caught up in the return. Return. It's not hard. Everybody be like, it's hard. He already knows. But when he created us, what we was going to do. It's all right to make a mistake, but don't keep making the same one over and over. It's a habit. That's what it becomes, a habit. Or something you just like to do. TV on the
recording.
always a ram in the bush. Then the Lord just said to me, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying today. This is straight from the Holy Ghost. Straight from the Holy Ghost. I've just decided as a little old me to make Jesus my choice. Some folks would rather have houses than land. But I've decided to make Jesus my choice. And if you miss me from downhill,
come on, Pastor.
You let them know that I'm on my way home. Just another soldier on my way home. Because when he called me out of darkness into the marvelous light, I have a reason to praise the Lord. Then I want you to know this too. God is a jealous God. How do you know? Because he told us in Exodus 1-3. He said, God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt.
Come on now.
Out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other God.
No other God.
Before me. Somebody in needs. Come on, somebody. Somebody in here needs to tell the devil this morning that I have your eviction letter.
Come on now.
I have your eviction letter.
Come on now.
Because the God I serve,
come on now,
he looked out for me.
That's right.
I can serve you no more.
Come on now.
I have your eviction letter.
But
think it not strange when he come trying to hit you every kind of way.
Come on now.
Because you done decided to make Jesus your choice. Here in the text, verse 12 says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayers and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Solomon had prayed this prayer for months and maybe many years before God heard his prayer. But God told Solomon that he heard his prayer. One thing about God, his timing is not our timing. God's timing is always on time. He may not come when we want him to, but God is always on time. I'm getting ready to close this message out. He said, but if I shut up heaven, that there be no more rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Hear what God was saying. He was saying, if I shut heaven up, it'll be no more rain, because the people talking about Israel, but I'm talking about us today. If he shut up heaven, like he has shut up the city with this pandemic, dead all because we have sinned. But Deuteronomy 28:15-16 backs up what God was saying. He said, there's going to be some curses for disobedience, but it shall come to pass if thou will not listen unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these things shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Who in the world want to experience locusts? Can't even go outside because of locusts, pestilence, diseases, everything that it could be. Who in the world wants to experience that type of disease? Can you imagine going outside, can't go outside because of our sins? That's how good God is. He allowed us to wear masks.
Help us, Lord. Come on now.
still able to go outside. But with a mask. And I really believe that we have frowned so much that God is reconstructing our face under the mask. So that when we do take these masks off, we'll look like an image of God. All I come this morning, I can't even go through all of this. All I come this morning is to tell you to repent. 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 And be baptized by the fire and the Holy Ghost. Because God is who he said he is. He makes no mistakes. But what I like about God, he sets high and he looks low. And he knows all about us. But one thing I like about God, he's a man of the gospel. He won't put no more on you than you can bear. He may not come when you want it to, but he's always, always on time. What I like about God, he sent his son down to save a wretch like you and me. But early, 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 one morning, they took his son out on a hill called Calvary. He didn't say a mumbling word. He just locked his head in his shoulder. But one thing he said, my life, and now I'm free. He washed all my sins away.